The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 43. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep you away. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Move over to verse 10. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor will there be one after me. I am the Lord, and apart from me there is no Saviour. I have revealed and saved and proclaimed. I am not some foreign God among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am God. Yes, and from ancient days I am he. No one can deliver out of my hand. When I act, who can reverse it? This is what the Lord says. Your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I will send Babylon and bring down as fugitives all the Babylonians in the ships in which they took pride. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator, your King. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. And the second reading is from Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 16. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came up to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. This is the Gospel of Christ.
Praise to Christ.
Lord, may the words that I speak and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Amen. I'm going to come actually this morning from the Isaiah reading, because I think that the Isaiah reading is indeed the Spirit speaking to the church in this place today, for this season, for this time. Now, the first part of the passage that we've just heard reminds us that God is indeed God. For those who were here a couple of weeks ago, we began this month's series on new things, looking at Genesis chapter 1 and beginning at verse 1. And in that, at verse 3, it says, and God said, let there be light. And we focused on the word said, because God said. God said. We didn't say. We are the creation. He is the creator. When God says things like suns and planets and universes, they pop out of his mouth. When God says, We could do well to listen, friends, because God has an eternal plan for you and for me and for his church and for this community. And he is constantly reminding us of his love for us and how he wants us to be part of that wonderful creation that he is constantly working on. He spoke things into being. And when he spoke things into being, they happened. And when they happened, they all happened for the betterment of each other. It wasn't until we decided to eat the apple that the creation started to go a bit awry. Not following that this morning, what I'm simply reminding us of is that God said, let there be light, and then not thought, well, actually, hang on a minute, what can I add to that afterwards? He had a plan and a purpose, and everything fitted together right from the outset. He didn't say, I'm going to have a go at, or maybe we'll try this out. God said, and it came to be. His plans are perfect. They are full of grace. And his plans are to glorify his name. And his plans are to see his kingdom come. And so now here we are this morning, hearing from the prophet Isaiah, hundreds of years before the birth of Christ. And God is speaking through Isaiah, and he is reminding us today of the journey that we have been on together with him. And we are reminded through this passage how he has treated us in the past. Because when we look at how he has treated us in the past, then that gives us hope for how he will treat us in the future. We heard, didn't we, that he says, the Lord says, I who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and the horses, the army and the reinforcements together, and they lay there never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. What do we think the reader would take from a passage such as what Isaiah is speaking of here? Who do we think that Isaiah is referring to in this passage? The armies of Egypt, of course. One of the most pivotal actions in the Jewish history is being taken out of Egypt and brought into the promised land, being led by Moses. They were being drawn out of Egypt. They were being brought out of slavery, out of hunger, out of thirst, out of loss of freedom, hardship, and out of death. And what Isaiah is reminding us here, what God is saying through him is, I brought you out of all those things into the freedom that comes from following me. The freedom that comes from following him. But then he goes on to say, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. And saints, I ask you this morning, who's God speaking to now? When we have this message from the prophet Isaiah before us this day in 2017 in this part of the world, who is God talking to now? I put before you that for the last 12 months, since by grace God called me, you invited me to be here, for the last 12 months, God has been reminding us that we are not going back to Egypt. Because Egypt is slavery. Egypt is hunger and thirst. He is taking us forward. We are being reminded here that he's the God who took us through the seas. He's the God that vanquished those who tried to pull us down. And he is the God that is taking us forward. He is reminding us here, do not put your hope in your history, but put your hope in your future. What may have served the church well then may not be for today. What we thought may have been correct and adequate then may not be so today. The programs, celebrations, traditions, festivals, even the style and the content may not be what God is doing in this place today for his purposes and the coming of his kingdom. Because Isaiah reminds us, and this is the excitement, this is the exciting part, where Isaiah reminds us, and God is saying this, don't you see, I'm doing a new thing. Don't you see, I'm doing something new. We may have noticed some new things happening around here. We may have noticed some uneasy things happening around here, different things. Some of those not how we used to do it things. Some of those, I'm not kind of sure about this things. And you're right, because God is doing something new here. Some things aren't how we usually have done things. And be prepared that in the future, God will continue to maybe do things that we haven't been used to doing things. And why is that? Because God's doing something new. He has actually been doing it for ages. And he's just been trying to catch our attention. He has been doing this new thing for a long time now. And it started when his son was born. I'm doing a new thing. I'm going to come and show you the way back. That's the new thing that he started doing. If you don't believe me, then I encourage you to look at what's happening in Africa. Look at what's happening in China, in South America, in Southeast Asia. Look at what's happening as people have opened themselves up to God doing a new thing. The church is exploding. And yet it seems to me, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that the Western church sit here bemoaning that the place is crumbling around us. And we try harder and harder and harder to continue doing what we learned as a child or what we learned at our mother's knee. What if God's moved on? What if God's moved on? Albert Einstein is quoted as saying, insanity is the condition where you do the same things over and over and over again, expecting a different result. I believe the Western Church is seeing a different result as we have continued on over and over the same things. And that different result is that the church has stopped growing. In fact, in many places, the church is shrinking. And yet, within that same conversation, we hear of people saying about some of the other churches, oh my goodness, this errant generation, they're getting all fizzed up on loud, raucous music. They're acting like they're drunk and falling all over the place. They always seem to be so excited about things. Where is the order or the liturgy or the respect or the decorum? And yet when I read in Acts 2, that's exactly what the church was doing. Behold, I do a new thing. I am going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. And that's exactly what God did. Because Isaiah goes on to say, The Lord had said that, don't you see that I'm doing a new thing? And then Isaiah says, and now it springs up. Don't you perceive it? It has started, friends. It's exciting. It has started already. We just need to see it. God says, I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I'm making the paths straight. I'm going before you. I'm inviting you to come with me. It's already happening. It's happening here. It's happening this very day, the 15th of January 2017. It's happening in Motueka. It's happening in this fellowship. And I trust it's happening in your lives. And praise God that it's happening. Because God is in control. He always was and he always will be. This is his church. It's his creation. It's his kingdom we want to come. And it's his name we want to glorify. He is forging ahead today. And this morning, he is crying out for us to follow him. And so what do I see happening here? As I mentioned in the celebration time, we've been here 12 months now, and we thank all those involved, especially the Lord, for bringing us to this place. And friends, he brought us to this place for a purpose, for a reason, for a season. I need to say from the outset that Anna and I are totally committed to this place for this season. Because God is doing something here. And as your spiritual and pastoral leader, my response is to follow him. My response is to seek what he's doing in this place and follow him and invite and encourage and bring us all to follow him as well. To hear what the Spirit is saying to the church through those who are listening to what God's doing in this place. Surely that's what fellowship's about. Otherwise you might as well just have me up here as a dictator. But that's what fellowship is about, so that we can all listen and learn and grow and move forward together. We are committed to this place. God has begun moving. The local pastors in this town gathered once a month. For about the last 6 or 7 months, we have been gathering 9 times a month. Many of you know about the combined services that we have every Sunday night of all the churches coming together. Pastors gathering together as we do at 8:30 every Tuesday morning in different churches, praying for this community. Not for little Billy's sore shoulder, but for this community and for the move of God amongst us, to the glory of his name, and for the coming of those who are beyond our four walls into fellowship with him. I have been in communication with the wardens and with Vestry in this place, here. And I give you a commitment right now that for this year and for the years to come, I will be very intentional about what God is doing here. I will be very intentional about Christ and him crucified. I will be very intentional about the good news and how we as a fellowship can take it beyond these four walls. That the sitting around in holy huddles, holding hands and singing Kumbaya, we need to be beyond these four walls, and it's an exciting thing to do. Caltex was selling petrol at $1 a litre, we would tell everybody. It's an exciting thing to do. I continue this year with my office having an open door. I will not get it right. Together we need to give each other permission to make mistakes. But we need to strive forward for what God's doing here. We need to strive forward for how God wants to do things here. And we're going to try those things. You've already witnessed it this morning. We're going to continue trying to reach the community. Because finally, It's his name that will be glorified. It's his kingdom that we're wanting to come. It's his name that we want lifted up. And it's his gospel that we want to echo through the streets and the hearts and the homes of the people in this place. And friends, we're all in this together. So let's move forward and trust God that he is indeed doing a new thing. To the glory of his name.